Hey everyone, welcome back for another awesome episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Joining us today is David Armistead, the president and general manager of Tennessee Valley Pecan Company in Decatur. And Tennessee Valley Pecan is a popular spot in the area for delicious pecans and so much more, which we're about to find out. So thanks for being with us today, David.
Sure, glad to be here.
Yeah, well, before we jump in, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be the president at Tennessee Valley Pecan.
Well, Tennessee Valley Pecan Company has been in operation here in Decatur, Alabama since 1942.
Okay.
And it was started by the Hawthorne family. A lady named Annie Hawthorne founded the company and started it. It was a seasonal business that was only in operation in October, November, December of every year, and it would close down. And my family had been giving these pecans, having grown up here in Decatur, Alabama. Our family had been sending these pecans and doing business with the Hawthorns, and they were personal friends of ours. Mm-hmm. My brother in Nashville had been, for years, had been giving them out to his clients as well. And in the early 2000s, we knew that as Judson and Geneva Hawthorne were thinking about retiring, my brother Steve hatched this idea, well, you know, we don't want the brand to end because we knew it had legs, that it had a great following, it was a great product, and we just didn't want to see it come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve hatched this idea, let's approach them and see if they would be interested in selling. So for a couple of years, we would send them a letter every January, you know, saying, you know, if you're interested, let us know. Eventually, in 2010, they replied, yes, let's talk. So we got into kind of the negotiations for it, and we put together, it took a year for me to put together the business plan, and Steve a year to get together the investors in Nashville to finalize the purchase of the company. And in 2011, we closed on the business, and then we're kind of off to the races. Now we're in the pecan business. And I had previously had a media production company in Atlanta that was doing okay, but it was, you know, we were coming out of 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. Technology was changing. So for me, it was kind of a natural thing to want to jump into this, to take over the management and the other aspects of the company and convert it to a 12-month business instead of a fourth quarter business.
Mm-hmm.
I had done a lot of video production for Macy's out of the Southeast, a lot of media. So through those connections, you get to know a lot of people in the retail business and you learn a lot about retail. So we were ready now to take it to that next level. So that's how it kind of got started. So since that time, then we have been in this 12-month mode with a walk-in retail establishment and working on putting together the online business and getting that, the e-commerce end of it, and fleshing that out. That's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Well, how have you seen the popularity of Tennessee Valley Pecan grow in this time now that you're a year-round business?
I think it happens in two ways. Number one, the e-commerce part of it was very critical when we took over because they did not have an e-commerce presence. Now, they did have a very, very strong mail order business with a great list, and that helped. But putting together the e-commerce end of it and growing that, as well as having a 12-month walk-in retail presence, we've more or less kind of adopted this model of being a destination place to shop. And we do have a lot of tourists that come in. We have a lot of people from North Alabama, Huntsville, Madison, a lot of people that shop with us. And it, like I say, it's a destination place to go. And we weren't sure, you know, to take it to a 12-month operation, what does a pecan shop look like? You know, how do you design it? What do you offer? And things of that nature. So it's kind of unique in that regard.
Okay. So what are some of the things then that you've added that have made it a destination, would you say?
I think it's been more or less offering something that particularly people from other parts of the country cannot get year round. The candied pecans, when we got into it, we only offered the plain halves, toasted pecans, the large pieces. There was a milk chocolate pecan, just a very kind of a limited number of offerings, only because they didn't have to have that. You know, they didn't have to have a lot.
Yeah.
So we've added, you know, a gift basket scenario to it. We have added pecan pies that were not there when we bought it. And when you add a pie, what goes along with that? But you know, a good cup of coffee. So now we've picked up a private label Bushytail coffee that we offer as well. You know, as the pies and the candied pecans and the baking pecans, and now we're even offering an organic pecan. So it has just expanded.
Yeah, I love the Bushytail coffee, the caramel pecan roll. Yes, that's it.
Yes, that's the one. Yep.
That is my favorite. And I'm going to tell you, when you brew that coffee, your house smells like you're baking the most delicious cookies.
Yes. Yeah. That one and Southern Pecan are our two most popular flavors.
They're so good. I've tried several different flavors and all the ones I've tried have been good, but the caramel pecan roll, it's number one in my book.
Yep. There you go. Get that mild speed lift, I'm telling you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that, though, Bushytail, because then it plays off of the squirrel theme that you have going on. You want to tell us a little bit about Elliot the squirrel, since we're on the topic of squirrels here?
Yeah. The logo of the squirrel with the top hat was designed in 1944. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you move into a business like this, you have to have an icon.
Yeah.
And Elliot the squirrel is our icon. He's our top hat squirrel. In fact, we've even built a tree in the shop that Elliot lives in. Mm-hmm. And kids will come in to take a look because he's got furniture in it. And they look through the window and the front door and everything.
It's so cute.
And if he's not there, then they can sit down and write him a note, you know, and put it in his mailbox. And then the kids will get a postcard in the mail with his picture on the front of it that says, you know, it says, "I'm sorry, I missed you. I was out playing with my friends." And
oh, my goodness.
And they just love it. And the parents say, you know, kids just don't get mail, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just, you know, so they're just thrilled to get it. So it's a lot of fun, I mean.
That is so cute. And of course, then if the kids are getting mail from Elliot the squirrel, then they're going to ask their parents to take them back to see Elliot the squirrel. So
absolutely. And we get questions like, you know, is he married, you know, or does he have any friends or things of that nature? And we say, sure. Yeah. He's got a lot. He's not married, but he has a lot of friends.
That is so cute. A little marketing genius there. I love
it. There you go.
That is so adorable. So where are the majority of the pecans that you get for Tennessee Valley Pecan? Where are they harvested?
The majority of the pecans that we buy come from South Alabama.
Okay.
The ones, the organic ones now come from Georgia, only because that's a very limited product. Mm-hmm. And our spicy pecans come from Texas. The rest come from South Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. It's a local company using Alabama-made products as well. That's awesome.
Yep.
Okay. And where's the coffee? Where's that?
I have a roaster in Georgia that I work with, but he's helped kind of bring together some of the flavors and some of the coffees that we're offering now.
Okay. And we need to mention, too, that not only can you buy the coffee, you know, in the shop, online, but you can also stop in and get a fresh cup of coffee.
Absolutely. We can serve it by the cup. You can even buy a slice of pie.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good afternoon little snack there.
Absolutely.
Making a mental note.
That's right. Exactly.
I love it. Well, tell us about some of the pecans. I know you mentioned some of what you offer in the store. What are some of the varieties of pecans, the flavors, things like that, that you offer?
Obviously, we have a toasted pecan, which is a lightly salted, roasted. It's almost like a pecan version of popcorn. Mm-hmm. But then we get into what we call the enrobed pecans, which are the white chocolate and milk chocolate. They're very sensitive to heat, so they're seasonal chocolate. We can only ship them when the weather's cold.
Yeah.
Then we have a honey glazed pecan, a dark chocolate pecan, a praline flavored, mm-hmm. praline crunch. We have a key lime pecan.
Yum. So which one is your favorite? What's your favorite way to eat pecans?
You know, it depends. Sometimes you're in the mood for something salty. Sometimes you want something sweet. Mm-hmm. I like the toasted pecans are probably my favorite. Spicy ones are great. It's not a habanero hot. It's more of a cayenne pepper hot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the premium chocolate, milk chocolate, is my absolute favorite.
Definitely. Chocolate and pecans. Right. You cannot go wrong with that.
And it is. All day long.
Well, you've recently moved to a new location. So tell us about how that move has kind of been for y'all.
The move happened, and this is something that in a way, you know, nobody likes to move, but at the same time, it was a very positive move. The building that we were in on Bank Street in downtown, in historic Decatur, was on a plot of land that has been sold to a developer who is coming in to create a mixed-use development, which will have retail on the bottom and residential above. Mm-hmm. And we feel like that's very, very, very important to downtown Decatur.
Yeah.
So we actually moved over to 2nd Avenue in historic downtown Decatur. And Decatur is weird because it has two downtowns. One's on Bank Street and one's on 2nd Avenue. But we're at 303 2nd Avenue now and very happy to be there. It was not totally expected, but we knew that we might be on borrowed time at the other place.
Mm-hmm.
But we're now in, happy to be there. We miss Bank Street, but at the same time, we do know that means it's going to be good things for Bank Street. So
yeah,
we're excited about that. We do need more people in downtown Decatur, Alabama. I mean, we need more people living down there. It's important to have these old interconnected neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that.
And we've seen Decatur grow so much, both of the areas, the Bank Street and 2nd Avenue. I mean, it's
you
know, bustling now with cute shops and restaurants. And so, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I know that you're not in this location anymore, but I know that this is something that is tied to your history on Bank Street.
I know where you're going with this. Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your former location on Bank Street and its haunted history?
Wow. Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there.
Just briefly, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a whole other episode, right?
Yeah. We had this location at 806 Bank Street that the building was built in 1903. We went in and renovated it. Before we moved into it, we had to do some renovation. And we actually discovered in a closet a trap door that led down to a tunnel underneath the store that housed beer and whiskey boxes from Prohibition and forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that became kind of a thing that, you know, it was history. I mean, it was historical.
Yeah.
So people would come in and want to take a look at that. We actually had a situation where we were finding that during the course of occupying, that product would be coming off the shelves, that some of our employees would, when the store was closed, would hear somebody talking up in the front part of the store when we knew the company was there. So we actually had a group from Huntsville come in and do an investigation. And we got down into that tunnel, and we've actually posted this on Facebook where we were doing an EFP recording in the tunnel with digital recorders. And you'll hear some exchanges among the investigators, and I was down there too. And finally, you'll hear one of the investigators say, well, I think we should go get something to eat. Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to have to climb back up the ladder, you know, and get out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So we took the digital recorder, plugged it into a computer like just a few minutes later. And this woman, you hear her say, I think we should go get something to eat. And you get a response in a voice. It's very clear. It's a hoarse whisper of a woman. And she says, go. And we just all freaked out because there was no way that anybody could have done anything to doctor that. And it's such a, I mean, you know, if you go to the Facebook page and it's there, you hear these things on TV and stuff with these investigations, and it just sounds kind of garbled, and they're trying to figure, well, maybe it sounds like this or that. This leaves no doubt to the imagination that this woman says go. And we just all freaked out because it was it was amazing. And during the investigation, we had REM pods out front, and those things are screaming and carrying on. And there was just so much activity in that shop. It was just crazy. Yeah.
Wow. That is so cool. I know every time that I've heard that recording, and it just, it gives me chills.
It's I've listened to it 1,000 times, and I cannot reconcile how that happened, because it's so clear, so responsive, and it just happened in the blink of an eye.
She wanted y'all out of there. You were disrupting.
Apparently so. I don't know.
Like, yes, go on and go to dinner.
Yeah, that's right. Move along now.
So. So creepy and cool.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what has been something unexpected that you've experienced while being a part of Tennessee Valley Pecan?
I think the thing that's had the biggest impact has been the fact that, and we discovered this early when we got into the business, is that there is a whole subculture of people out there that just love pecans. And I always like to tell the story, and other people have heard this before, but I like to tell it because I think it's impactful. We had, a couple of years ago, we had a young lady come in that walked into the shop, and she looked around, she started to cry. And I said, well, you know, what's wrong? And she said, well, you know, my dad used to give us these pecans every year, and he passed away last year. And she said, I just want to keep the tradition going. So it tells you right there that, and I get this from other customers too, you know, we've been giving these for years, we want to continue to do that. It's very much a tradition. It's much more than just about pecans. It's a, it's about families and tradition and what they like to do at the holidays, and perceptions of treats and things like that. So we have people that are compelled to write us even and send us. We had one lady said, I keep the tins, the buckets that the pecans come in. She said, I've had these since the 1960s that I keep my flour, sugar, and stuff from Colorado.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's more than just a business. It's almost a, it's a culture. It really, there's a following, there's a group.
A cult following.
In a way, I guess in a way, but it's part of just being part of the Nut House group.
I know, that's one thing I love when you walk in and you say, welcome to the Nut House. And you think, well, I'm in the right place.
That's right. Exactly right. Yep. We don't take retail too seriously.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as you're telling the story about the lady who came in, I remember that when I was little, my dad had one of his friends who was really good with woodworking make him a pecan cracker. I mean, it was this whole elaborate thing, and you would put the pecans in there, and it, you pull this thing back, and it would pop the pecans and crack them open. And, you know, there was a spot where, you know, the pecans would go in this side and the shells would go. And I just remember that. And I even remember getting like pecans and, you know, like an orange and an apple in a stocking when we were little. And I just dated myself.
we have a whole collection of nutcrackers that people bring to us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's when you go into the shop, you can see them. They're, some of them are antique, some are not so much, you know, but it's just, and we haven't bought one of them. I mean, you know, people just, they just want us to have them.
That is so neat. I was bringing you little squirrel nutcrackers and tchotchkes and.
Exactly.
You have quite the collection, huh?
Yep. Definitely.
That is so cool. Well, before we go, we ask our Facebook followers what questions they wanted asked. And the winning question this week is, do you know approximately how many pounds of pecans you sell each year?
That is a good question. I don't have an answer for that. I would say we sell, if I had to guess, based upon what we sell during the fourth quarter and everything and what we're ordering, I would say we probably sell about 2.5 tons.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it would be – I know that – and I guess it was year before last. I know that between the middle of October and December 23rd, we shipped out – just for mail order, we shipped out over 2,430-something shipments of pecans to people.
Wow.
And if you figure, you know, approximately about a pound per shipment, something like that, then that gives you some sort of idea. And that's just in the fourth quarter. So I would say we probably ship out maybe, I think we probably sell 2,500, 3,500 pounds.
Wow. That is incredible. That's a lot of pecans.
That's a good question, though. Yeah, we ship to, no, we ship to all 50 states, the UK, Ireland, Germany, everywhere. We ship everywhere.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is so cool. Well, this has been so much fun to learn more about Tennessee Valley Pecan, and I appreciate you being on here. So before we go, will you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, your website, things like that?
Sure. The website is T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, valleypecan.com. To spell out Tennessee is too long. So it's TNValleyPecan.com. And of course, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. You can find us there. And we have an 800 number, 855-353-1880. If you want to call in and order, we're everywhere.
Well, I sure appreciate you being here with me today. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to be here.
And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.